In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this week before Great Lent, we are recapping the Passion, which we will, of course, read about in Holy Week. And it's a composite reading from Luke, portions of Luke kind of shifting around a little bit. And there's so much in it that one could speak of it for a very, very long time. But let us just speak of a couple things. Pilate and Herod were enemies. And then because of this event where Pilate tried to have Christ released, but in so doing brought him to Herod, they became friends. What a terrible thing if we become friends because of doing evil. People who do evil together are friends. There is honor among thieves. They take care of themselves and each other. We should not be friends because of evil things. What a terrible thing to be friends because of evil. We should watch ourselves to not have friends because of the fact that they allow us to exercise some passion or because they're interesting to us in some way. Or they have some notoriety, or they can give us something that we want. Let us not be friends because of evil. Let's be friends because of good. Let us be reliable to everyone, not just people that will do things for us. The Lord also, when he was on the cross, said, "For Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's good to read these accounts often, and at least twice a year, at the beginning and at the end of Great Lent, because we glean things from them constantly. We should live our life according to this saying of our Lord, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because most of us, I would say all of us, don't know what we're doing. So we should emulate the Lord and say, "Forgive. Forgive our enemies. Forgive those that hurt us. This is the only way of life. There is no other way." Our Lord died on the cross specifically to show us the way to live. It's very, very critical. Forgiveness, or the lack of it, is the thing that holds us the furthest away from God. So let's emulate our Lord and say, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," to those that have hurt us, to those that lie about us, to those that slander us, to those that do anything to us that we don't like. And then let us talk about Joseph, the honorable counselor. He was a secret disciple of the Lord. And he stood up for the Lord, but not in such a way that they would kick him out of the synagogue. But he was an honorable man and just, as the scripture says. But he was afraid. That's why he was a secret disciple. But he showed himself to be a true disciple. Because when there was time, a time when he had to stand up, he did. So let it also be with us. Perhaps sometimes we're a little afraid of something, of one thing or the other. Perhaps we falter. But let us remember that Joseph, when he was called upon for his great act of compassion to the Lord, he delivered. And let us also remember that there are people that we know maybe that we think, well, you know, they're not really doing the right stuff. They're not very sincere, or they're not this, or they're not that. And we might be right about those things. But we don't know how they're going to end their life. God can give them strength, and they can accept this strength, and they could become martyrs. Joseph went to claim the body of Jesus when doing so was very dangerous. he had every expectation that he would be killed. So let us not be secret disciples. Let us be open with our belief in the Lord. But if we're a little bit weak, then let us pray to Joseph that we would be stronger, and that when it is time and the Lord calls upon us, we would be obedient to him. So that's just a few things from this reading. There's enormously a lot more. May God bless us and help us in all things.